It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. We're together again. Did you wonder why I didn't put on my sweater right away? Well, I'm going to the clinic to get an immunization, so I thought we could talk about it beforehand. I'll roll up my sleeve. Now, this is where I'll get the immunization. And the medicine that they put into me is to help me stay healthy. Have you ever had an immunization? Some people call it a shot or an injection. Well, if you'd like to see me get one, you can come along with me. And you can come along with me now. Let's just go to the doctor's office at the clinic so you can see what it's like. I like to show you things like that. Come along. Debbie.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Good, and you?
Fine, thanks. Can you sign the sheet?
Oh, sure. You busy today?
A little bit.
There.
You can have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you in a minute.
Oh, thanks. Is it all right if I take a look at the children's area?
Sure, make yourself at home.
Thank you. See, in this doctor's office, there's a special place for children to play. All kinds of things that they can do. Now, I'll just go over to the place where I'm going to wait. This is another part of the waiting room, waiting for the doctor. People do all sorts of things here. They read, or they just sit and think, or look around, see what other people are doing.
Spotty's at school. Tom is coloring their picture with crayons.
You have to go to your saxophone lesson, too?
Tomorrow.
Got a lot to do tonight.
Yeah.
You have to practice your saxophone.
Hi, Fred. How are you doing today?
Hi, Joyce.
It's nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Okay, I'm going to take you back to see the doctor now, okay? Come on, follow me. Okay, Fred, have a seat in the chair right here.
Oh.
Close the door.
This looks like a new chair.
Yes, it is. It's called the power table. You can have a seat. And I'll show you how it works.
Well, first of all, I'd like you to meet my television neighbor. This is Joyce Sadik.
Okay, all right. Okay, Fred, now I'm going to show you how that table works. Okay, I can make you go up.
Oh, you mean you do that with your foot?
Yes.
Ah, look at that.
I can make you go all the way up.
Why, that does go high.
Yeah. And it's just like a ride in the park, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll say. So it goes up and down.
It goes up and down.
It's comfortable.
Okay, and I'll make you go back. Make you go all the way back.
Wow.
Just relax.
Oh, Joyce, okay. This is like a bed.
Isn't that fun? Okay, let me put your foot up so I can show you how it really goes. Okay. It goes flat.
Now, do you need me to be like this?
No. I'm going to put you back and have you sitting up.
That's a nice new thing you've got here.
It's a really nice table. Okay. Now you're back in your normal position.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to take your temperature right now, as you know I always do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have you hold this up under your tongue. Okay. And I'm going to take your pulse also.
Can't say anything with that in your mouth.
No, you can't. It's kind of hard. Okay. I want you to take your sweater off and roll up your sleeves while I'm going, and Dr. Forbes will be right in. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, just relax.
Thanks, Joy.
Okay, you're welcome.
Come in. Hi, Dr. Forbes.
Hello, Mr. Rogers. How are you today?
Good, thanks. I'd like you to know my television neighbor. It's Dr. Forbes.
Hello. So you're in today for your influenza immunization?
Immunization.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you have any problems with it before?
No. Seemed to be fine.
Okay.
How are things with you?
Going well, thank you.
Good.
Well, I'm going to take your blood pressure first and then do the rest of your examination.
All right.
You've had this before. Mm-hmm. It'll be a little squeeze.
Yeah, sometimes it feels tight in here when you pump it up. What does that tell you?
Your blood pressure is fine, and it really tells us the condition of your heart.
So that means my heart's doing all right, huh?
It's doing all right. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm going to check your ears, your nose, and your throat. Looks fine. Great. Good. And I'm going to use this tongue blade to help me see your throat. Good.
Now, you always do those things. When you look in the ears and the nose and the throat and everything, you can't see what people are thinking, can you?
No, we can't. We can only know what you're thinking if you tell us.
Just wanted to be sure. When I was a little boy, I used to wonder when people looked in my eyes and my nose and mouth, I thought, are they finding out what I'm thinking?
No, we can't do that. Do you have any questions about the immunization itself?
Well, I wondered. I know when I was little, I wondered, why does the doctor have to put some things in with a needle? Because I would take other medicines with my mouth, you know, with water.
Well, this type of medication, which is an immunization, we're not able to give by mouth, mm-hmm. and it works better this way.
Works better this way, I see. Mm-hmm.
And you know that there is a little bit of pain that's associated with it, but it just lasts for a minute. That hurt bothers some children, but other children it doesn't matter as much to them.
It often feels like a pinch to me when I get an immunization.
Yes, it does. But it doesn't last very long, does it?
No.
Okay. Well, Joyce is going to be coming in to give you your immunization.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
Now, why would you have a nurse give you that and not have a doctor do it?
Well, in some offices, the doctors do give the immunizations, but mm-hmm. here the nurses do.
I see. So it works different places in different ways.
That's right.
Thanks, Dr.
Well,
Forbes.
We'll see you for your next visit.
Okay, fine.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Dr. Forbes, special person. So is Joyce Sadik. I always get to see them when I come here. I'm all ready for it. Come in.
Okay, Fred, I'm back again.
All set?
Yes. I just talked to Dr. Forbes and she says she's ready.
Good.
So I'll be right back.
Okay. People always wash their hands in the medical business, don't they?
Yes, they do. We have to be very careful about passing them germs from one patient to another.
Mm-hmm.
So we wash our hands and put the gloves on also. So I'm going to prepare your immunization for you. I'm going to clean this off.
We want everything to be super clean.
Yeah, that's very important. Okay. I'm going to inject this.
And you know exactly how much to give, don't you?
Yes. It'll just be like a half a cc. Okay, now I'm going to clean your arm off. And this is also to keep, or to get the germs off of your arms also. Well, it'll be a little cold, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get you ready for your immunization. Okay, I'm going to clean it off with cotton. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, you've done it before for me, you know.
Yeah.
But I did want my television neighbor to see.
Okay.
How you get
exactly
an immunization.
Exactly how it does. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you'll feel a little pinch as it's going in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just relax. Okay, I'm going to hold this on your, this cotton ball on your arm just for just a couple of seconds.
Boy, you're good at that.
Thank you. And that's just in case it, you know, it might bleed. Sometimes it don't. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll throw the used needle into the sharps container like I always do.
Oh, you never use them again?
No, I don't. Everybody gets a clean needle.
I see.
Okay.
A fresh one for everybody.
Yes, a fresh one for everybody. Okay, so that looks fine.
Good.
And it's not bleeding or anything. So you can... Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, yeah, I'm all finished.
Okay.
You can roll your shirt down and put on your sweater, and I will see you at the front desk.
Okay, fine.
Okay?
Thanks so
okay,
much.
Okay, you're welcome. I'll see you later.
All right.
Okay.
She's really good at that. I could hardly feel that. Sometimes it pinches more than others. Zip up the zipper.
You have asthma?
No.
Thank you, Joyce.
Oh, welcome, Fred. I'll see you next time.
Sure.
Okay.
Bye, Ellings.
Bye.
Little and had to go to the doctor for a lot of shots and things. I would often get out my nurse and doctor kit and play about it. And I had a rag doll like this named Phil, and I used to do a lot of things to him. You know, looking in his ears. Even give an injection to Phil. I found that it helped my feelings to play about things that were scary to me. I think playing about it helped me to be braver about such things. I really do. Let's have some make-believe. You know, it's been snowing cereal all over Daniel Tiger's clock. He was afraid of it because it was getting so deep. So finally, he went to hide out in the castle. And King Friday tried to stop the cereal from coming down. Wasn't able to. A message came to him saying it would stop only for Daniel Tiger. And Daniel had to come back to the clock. Well, let's see what will happen now as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready, trolley.
Daniel will have to go do it himself.
Uncle Friday couldn't stop it.
No. Evidently, it takes the person who lives there to stop it.
Oh, here's Uncle Friday now.
Yes. Queen Sarah and niece Eberlyn, I presume?
Correct, as usual, Uncle Friday.
I have a niece assignment. Are you prepared, niece?
Oh, I hope so, Uncle.
You will see to it that Daniel Tiger returns to his clock and stops the cereal.
Oh, but Uncle Friday.
No buts about it, niece. The downpour of cereal must be stopped. We've been told that the one who lives in the clock is the only one to stop it.
I hope Daniel will be brave enough to go.
I myself went and was unharmed.
But you're a brave king, dear.
I believe that Daniel Tiger is a brave tiger. He just doesn't know that he's brave. So carry on, Lady Eberlyn.
I'll do my best, sire.
Please come with me, Sarah. Food for the World needs your advice.
Very well, dear. And good luck to you, niece.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Sarah.
Yes, this way.
Farewell. Now, what do we do?
Hi, Lady A.
Oh, Daniel, I'm so glad to see you. Oh,
please don't make me go over there.
Oh, no one would make you do anything like that, Daniel.
I'm afraid I'd drown in all that cereal.
Oh, there's a lot of it over there, isn't there?
Yes, and it's still coming down. Pretty soon it'll be covering my whole clock.
And they say that you're the only one that can make it stop.
I wish I could do it from here, not have to go over there.
Hello, friends.
Oh, hi, neighbor Aver.
Good to see you all. Daniel.
Yes?
I heard that you have to be at your clock in order to stop the cereal downpour.
That's what we've been talking about.
Uh-huh.
Daniel says he's afraid to go over there.
I might drown in all that cereal.
Well, I have just the thing for you.
What is it?
It's an injection protection inflatable boat.
Oh, but how does it work? Oh,
I'll show you.
Injection protection.
You fasten it around you.
Like water wings.
Yes.
Ooh.
And then I put the air from this pump into the boat. I inflate it like a balloon.
Oh.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let's see how many pumps it takes.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Can you feel it?
Getting tighter around me. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Oh, well.
Now we'll put the plug in so the air stays in the boat.
Well, it looks pretty safe to me.
It certainly
oh, it is.
Does.
And if you keep this boat around you, you'll not drown in anything.
Well, you're sure I'll be okay?
Oh, absolutely, and not just because of the boat.
What do you mean?
I'm sure you'll be okay because I believe that you are a brave tiger.
I'm brave?
Lady Aberlin, don't you think Daniel is a brave tiger?
I think you're brave and don't know it.
Maybe that's it.
Are you brave and don't know it?
Are you brave and can't tell?
I'm not sure. Are you brave and just don't show it?
While others know it very well.
I don't know. Are you brave and you wonder?
I wonder.
Are you brave? And you doubt, are you brave above and under?
Above and under.
Especially when you're inside out.
Oh, I feel inside out.
Tell me.
Won't you tell me?
Tell me. Are you brave?
Oh, I hope I'm brave.
And Daniel, you don't have to do it all by yourself.
I don't?
Of course not. That's why I put on all this stuff, so I could go with you.
You'll go with me?
I wouldn't miss it.
Oh, I think I'm starting to feel really brave.
Well, then come on, let's do it.
Could I go too?
Are you brave?
Yes, I am.
Then let's all go.
All right.
Ready?
Ready.
Ready. Oh, rough, isn't it? Oh, my.
Are you brave?
I'm trying to be. Oh, look at it coming down.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my. There is so much of it. Are we really brave?
We're all together, Daniel.
That's what's important.
What am I supposed to do?
Just tell the cereal to stop coming down.
You mean that's all?
I think.
Do you want us to say stop, too?
Oh, would you?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sure.
Okay, Lady A, you first. And then you, Neighbor Aber.
All right.
And then I'll say it.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Stop.
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 It's stopping.
It stopped.
We did it.
Oh, the cereal stopped. Congratulations, Daniel.
Oh, thank you both. I don't think I could have done it without you.
Well, you didn't have to.
We did it.
But what are we going to do with all that cereal covering my clock?
Oh, that's a challenge for another day. Right now, let's go tell everybody that the cereal has stopped pouring.
Good idea.
Oh, can I go in my boat?
Well, of course. We'll all go together.
All right. Oh, it's
stopped. Yes, Trolley, it has stopped.
We do work well together, Trolley. We'll tell the king.
Yes, right away.
You are brave.
Daniel was brave and didn't know it. And of course, he didn't have to do that hard thing by himself. It always helps to have people we love beside us when we have to do difficult things in life. Let's give the fish some food. are some people you like to have near you when you have to do hard things? Having them close by can help you feel brave, can't it? Are you brave and don't know it? Are you brave and can't tell? Are you brave and just don't show it, while others know it very well? I can't even see the place where Joyce gave me the immunization. Our bodies are so wonderful. That's one good reason to take such good care of them. We are wonderfully made, we human beings. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? Just by being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you. And people can like you just the way you are. That's why I want you to take such good care of yourself. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.